Through Mala's eyes, life in an Inuit community. Travel.
Hi, it's Mala here. During winter, I often go hunting with my father. We use his new snowmobile. My father bought it at the community co-op store last summer. This store is in a small building, full to the top, with all sorts of things to buy. Food, snowmobiles, rifles and bullets for hunting, and anything else you will need up here in Saluit. These days, most Inuit travel by snowmobile in the winter, canoes and boats in the summer, and airplanes in all seasons. However, I've heard stories from my parents and grandparents about how they used to travel only a few decades ago. It still amazes me how Inuit built their own methods of traveling. Dog teams were used to travel in the wintertime and are still used by a few people. They are different from region to region, though. In my region, the dogs would be harnessed with all ropes fanned out from the sled, because we live in a treeless area. In wooded regions, Inuit have their dogs harnessed in a single row. That way, the ropes don't get tangled among the trees. The dogs pull a chamutik, which is a wooden sled built without the use of any nails. Today, we'd use a snowmobile to pull the chamutik instead. It carries all our hunting gear and the game we catch. I remember my grandfather once saying that when their winter homes started to melt at the end of winter, they used to travel to their spring hunting grounds while they could still travel by dog team. As a matter of fact, Inuit used to carry all their household belongings piled high, wrapped in skins and tied down to a chamutik with bearded sealskin rope. Thinking of all these things makes me want to go hunting. In fact, my father said we may be going out to hunt tomorrow if the weather's good.
This recording is a production of Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development Canada, and is based on texts within Through Mala's Eyes, Life in an Inuit Community, a learning resource.